Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Nibbernat.
And this is The Full.
Hello, everyone. Well, we haven't had a podcast in a while. Good few months. Unfortunately, real life sometimes does take over. And
yeah, exactly.
It's taken over with a vengeance. But it seems we were wrong about pretty much everything.
Yeah. Last broadcast, which was sort of the end of October, I think.
We were pretty much going, yep, other than a few mistakes here and there, Man City are unstoppable.
Yeah,
it looks like anyone who really tries hard and puts their mind to it can stop Man City.
Yes, and I think at the time we were both sort of, our thoughts on Chelsea were, what could have been? And yet now, then, from that point on,
yep,
change formation, win everything, basically.
Well, I think Conte has really taken to the league. His tactical fluidity and innovations have just put him ahead of everyone. That being said, Chelsea, the game against Spurs, they've pretty much shown... Spurs have shown how to beat every good team this season,
yeah,
pretty much.
I watched that game with Spurs fans, which wasn't a fun time. But, yeah, basically, that was what I came away thinking. Like, I was thinking, whoop, that's our season done. Spurs have worked out how to play Chelsea. Everybody will just watch this game and go, ah, I see. Run at the wingbacks. Excellent. Let's do that. And yet, since then, it's only been the one game after that, but yeah, it didn't seem to really change anything yet, so...
Yeah, well, Spurs have really improved. Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool, I hate to say that they kind of petered out, but because they haven't. They've still been playing really well and they've been getting wins, but I feel like teams have kind of worked out how to play against Jurgen Klopp. He needs to do what Jose Mourinho's managed to do, which is change his tactics and become more flexible around what he's going to do. Like the game against Man United being the key example there, where Liverpool and United played contrasting styles. And I think while Liverpool fans were probably unhappy to to not win that game, I think they were lucky to get a draw. I think United figured out a lot of weaknesses in that team, and if they could have finished better, they would have punished Liverpool.
Yeah, most likely, I would think. But I think it's just, you say one of those things that needs to be... Managers need to have flexibility in their tactical plans and the ability to be flexible during a game.
Yep.
So if Klopp's not showing that sort of flexibility, then he will be found out. Then his teams will be found out eventually, and once that's there. And maybe that's a good... Conte is a reasonably fluid sort of manager, as you say. He's reasonably got some good tactical nous to change things. That Spurs game was the only one really where haven't seen him come up with anything. His changes didn't make any impact. It sort of just petered out. From a Chelsea point of view, the two Spurs fans I was with weren't particularly upset with how everything went, but
no.
They seemed to think it was an awesome game.
Yes, well, to be fair, I think Spurs have kind of, despite the fact that Chelsea have played the best and are deservedly at the top, Spurs have been for the top sides, the team to beat. They've shown how to play against every top side. I think they've been unlucky with injuries, to be honest. Like, losing key players at moments. And we knew that was going to be a problem for them because their squad was so light and they're going to be playing Champions League as well. But if really it is at this stage, I think Chelsea's championship to lose. They've got a very big lead over Spurs on the table. And
both Spurs and Liverpool, yes.
And so I think, but I would be careful and wary. They've had the kick up the bum to make them go, okay, now we can't play silly buggers here.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to actually try the whole time.
We have to, and so, and they don't have Champions League to play, and they don't, and I believe they're out of one of the cups.
The FA Cup.
They're out of the League Cup. So, fixture-wise, they've got it much easier than Liverpool or Spurs.
Yes.
So, they should be going as hard as they can to try and win the Premiership and also the FA Cup, I think. Those are two trophies that Conte winning first... Well, he's not in Europe. That's not his fault.
No.
That would be a pretty good return for your
first
season.
I think we could do the double this year. It may be a bit of a stretch to
Well, the FA Cup kind of depends on your teams you play on the day and all stuff. But and it's still early days in that tournament, so we don't know how the draw is going to end up for Chelsea.
Well, we're still playing reasonably low league people at the moment. We just played Peterborough a couple of weeks back. In a couple of weeks, we get Brentford. So, you know, it's not like we're playing... We haven't run across a top championship or a premiership type side yet, so...
So, do you think that top three have kind of cemented their spot? I don't think Arsenal, City or United are catching those three.
Well, Arsenal's only a point behind. City's 3 points behind Liverpool. And United's 5 points behind Liverpool. So, neither of that's outside the realm. But yes, watching them play, it does seem like there's a difference in how things are going. But, I mean, that's just going to take a small turnaround and that's going to be back into it. So,
I mean, if the top three teams start collapsing, then obviously Arsenal, City and United can pounce. But I feel like City's form is fading badly.
It is fading. I think United's coming through, so...
I think United are on the improve form-wise. And all the players who they bought at the beginning of the season have all kind of shown their worth. Mkhitaryan's finally kind of coming good in that in both Europe and in... sorry, not in Europe. Both in the Cups and in the
League.
And the Ibrahimovic has just shown why he's Ibrahimovic. And Pogba, while he's had a few bad games, which I think he gets a lot more criticism than he deserves, to be honest. He didn't choose what his price tag was going to be. And his price tag ended up being what it is. But he's been consistent and he's 24 years old. So if he's still at United 3 or 4 seasons from now, he'll be a beast. Especially with Herrera backing him up. And that midfield combination, I think for... It's since maybe the second... since 2010, back in the Alex Ferguson era, after Owen Hargreaves had his big injury and couldn't quite come back, United's centre midfield pairing has just not been there. Like, Michael Carrick is... was never going to be a player who gets to play, like, 90% of your games, 90 minutes. He's already... You know, he was already getting on in years, and he's great when he's on. You have to use him sparingly, and he's more there as a someone to calm things down at the end of the game.
When you get a goal up, it's a bit of heat in the game. Stick him in; he'll shore up your defense, make sure things are going right. Mm. You know, and make sure that you've got that. You keep that win.
Yep. But both Herrera and Pogba are doing great. Mkhitaryan in that attacking right side of the attack. The only problem downside so far for me with Mourinho's, despite the improvements, is that the young players, Martial, Rashford, have just not been getting the chances.
Yeah, but Mourinho doesn't really give the young players chances. He sends them away, lets them prove themselves on loan somewhere, and then... Once they've proven themselves and become a name, they get
the interesting bit, because he's refused to send Marcus Rashford on loan to Sevilla, to where he would clearly get games, because Diego Simeone's gone, I'd love to have him. And I'm happy to even sell Griezmann to United for lots of money and have Rashford come in for a loan for a few seasons. That's fine.
Obviously, Mourinho must see something in Rashford then.
And Martial... obviously, he's clearly talented. He pretty much carried the United team last season. Second season syndrome happens to the best players. But what are you thinking with the current... Leicester still doing well in Europe. Spurs, not so well. And Arsenal are Arsenal. And City are looks like they may not... do that well in the league this year, but they still could do very well in Europe. They've beaten Barca. It's a completely different side when they're playing European nights as opposed to Premiership nights.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit crazy, really, about the difference between the two City sides, really.
Yeah.
There's the City side that doesn't seem to want to play much in the Premiership.
Because they have made the rule where if the if they do win the Champions League and, say, United or Arsenal were to finish fourth, then they would not be in the Champions League next season.
Oh, they changed it back again.
Wasn't that the rule?
Or last time Chelsea managed to win it and then... Well, happened
no,
to be
No, and then
close.
Spurs finished fourth and yeah, they couldn't qualify.
But the last time that was... They changed it again after that.
So that you'd get five.
So that the winner always comes back the next year.
Yeah, the winner always comes back and your fourth place team miss out. But...
No, but they had it so the winner always came back, but the fourth place team got in. So there was an extra team at some point. Because Spurs complained because they were the fourth best. But I don't know, they may have changed. They do change it every couple of years. They change their mind on it. So I'm not sure where that's at the moment. So who knows?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's who knows.
That's true. But at this stage, how do you see the table ending at the end of the season?
The moment? I think we're going to be on top. So Chelsea first.
I think Chelsea first. It's Chelsea, like I said, it's Chelsea's to lose.
Yeah. I actually think Spurs is going to come second. I think they're going to improve up spots.
I think Spurs will not only come second, they will be very close second. Like, Chelsea will almost cut it by the skin of their teeth at the end of it. But because they've built up this cushion, it'll just be a bit too far for Spurs to catch up.
I think that we'll still have a reasonable gap, but I think, yes, it's more that Spurs will push us so that we maintain the gap that we've got. And it will probably drop by a couple of points. I see us being 4 or 5 points clear by the end of the season, as opposed to 1 or 2. But, it's going to be one of those where... We drop a point and Spurs are there and it gets close and then we sort of build and Spurs sort of have a draw or something and then we sort of get back to that cushion and then it sort of gets close. So they're going to be always there on our tail, making sure that Chelsea...
Well, with Arsenal and Liverpool behind them, I mean, it's hard to see one of those teams not be in the top four. I'm pretty... Yeah. Like, every season we go and like, no, this will be Arsene Wenger's last season in the top four. He's out of here. It's going to finally happen and Arsenal are going to drop out. But I thought they just always somehow end up getting in there. I feel like they're going to finish third and somehow United might finish fourth and City will win the Champions League and will not go into the Champions League this next season.
Yeah. That's actually reasonably... the only thing I thought on that was that, come on Leicester, win the Champions League,
Yeah.
First team in a while to win the Premiership that's not one of the top four, and then first time debutant in the Champions League, and like, yeah, this is easy, we just win things all the time.
Well, if Leicester win the Champions League this season, it'll be the Midlands' fourth Champions League, because Aston Villa have won it, and Nottingham Forest have famously won it twice.
Yeah.
And so they would be the third Midlands team and the fourth time a Midlands team have won. But it's not impossible and they could definitely do it. And I think Leicester are the sort of team you should fear in a cup tie situation.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think European teams are kind of built to play against teams like Leicester. If Leicester are already out of the Premiership contention and they're not in the relegation spot, they have the opposite problem where they can focus on the Champions League.
Yeah. Well, they won their group, so, I mean, they're going to get the easier next round. Whilst I saw that Spurs are out, City was second in their group, and Arsenal was top of their group.
Yeah, well, Arsenal and Leicester finish. Arsenal, Leicester, and City finishing top of their group is a good result.
City didn't finish. City was second behind Barcelona.
City was second behind. Well, City cannot get Leicester or Arsenal next round. So that's that. But Bayern finished second in their group. So there is.
And so did PSG.
And so did PSG. So there's not that. There's a few hard teams. Like, there's no easy games once you're not.
Real Madrid finished second as well, so...
Yeah, so there's a bunch of teams you may not want to face come...
Yeah. That said, it's the Champions League, there's always a bunch of teams you don't want to face.
Yeah. If Leicester want to focus on their 7 games in the Champions League and, play just well enough to not get relegated, and they're pretty much there, I think.
They're 5 points off relegation, which... is sort of okay and sort of not at the same time. It's one of those ones where you're like, Yeah, we've got a game there where we can sort of drop a whole game and maybe a couple of draws.
Yeah.
And still be sort of okay.
It would be even weirder if they got relegated and won the Champions League.
That would be really weird. That would be the sort of thing that would happen.
Well, it's the only time, the last time that happened was to Marseille, but that's different circumstances because they were forcibly relegated for match fixing.
Oh, okay.
So that's a different scenario altogether. So Leicester would be the first team to like maybe be relegated for not getting enough points in their
in the league, yeah.
But that being said, I think I don't think
they're going to get relegated.
No, I don't think they're going to get relegated, and I think they might go pretty far into the Champions League. They might even make the semis. Once you're in the semis, really, you can win.
Yeah, yeah. Assuming they don't get a horrible draw for this next round.
Yeah.
I think they should be fine there. Then the round after that. I mean, you're playing a good team no matter what.
Yeah.
Basically, it's but they say it's cup time, home and away.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be playing any team that they're going to fear. I think they, as you say, the teams they'll be playing will be like, who's this? Let's see, what are they doing to us? Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
And so I see them winning that. It may be, yeah, that sort of getting to that semi-final stage where teams might have started to work them out a bit because they've seen a couple of
these. The thing about working them out is you're still not playing a team like Leicester City week in, week out.
No. At least you might have an idea of, okay, we need to do these things.
Yeah.
And having
a lot will depend on Vardy, I mean, getting some form back and whatnot, but
that's been part of the problem. Well, there's been two problems for Leicester. A, losing, having Kante move to Chelsea for them. I think when they were playing Chelsea, this last one, the Chelsea commentators were listening, pointed out that last year there was Leicester City was really playing a 4-5-2 sort of formation because Kante accounted for two players. Yeah. Now he's in Chelsea County for two players. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, him losing him and then Vardy really not, and Marius really not having the same form as they did last year. So if either of those can sort of get their form back, and Vardy's starting to look a bit better.
Yeah.
He was against Chelsea last weekend, he was a bit missing, and Marius is injured, so that didn't really help. So, I mean, but before the games before that, he had started to get a bit more into goal scoring form and starting to look like the Vardy of last year. So if you can keep that going, then I think they're going to do well.
Yeah,
well, at least they'll keep away from relegation.
I feel like they'll finish comfortably mid table, no issues. I feel like Everton and below, they're all too far to catch up to that top six now. This gap has opened up massively.
Well, Everton's 7 points behind United, who's in sixth. So
yeah,
don't think that's I think that's sort of a bridge too far, unless because something horrible goes wrong in that in the top there. I think so. It's Chelsea, Spurs, Liverpool, Arsenal, City, and United battling out for the top. With I think Chelsea's got enough lead there that they should be reasonably comfortable.
Chelsea, except
if we start losing games, which could happen.
Which could happen, but Chelsea have a deep squad. But yeah. You can get into moments of just playing badly and hitting bad form. It happened under Mourinho last year. It can happen under anyone, really.
Well, we get the wonderful double 2 weekends, well, less than 2 weekends, February 1st and 5th, with Liverpool and Arsenal to play. So that was the last time we really had two losses in a row with those two teams.
Yep.
Back near the last time we had a podcast. So
And if... heck, if Liverpool and Arsenal can beat Chelsea, then it kind of opens up again for Spurs. And
yeah, exactly. And we've still got City to play and United, so we've only played really Spurs in that top six that twice. We've still got to play all the rest of them.
Yep.
So
I don't know how much City will offer in terms of resistance at that point, but United I feel will be quite hard to beat.